This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. British regulators say people who have a significant history of allergic reactions should not receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine while they investigate two adverse reactions that occurred on the first day of mass vaccinations. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Professor Stephen Powers, National Medical Director for the National Health Service in England, says health authorities were acting on a recommendation from the Medical and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the nation's medicines regulator. He also says the MHRA has advised on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't receive this vaccination after two people with a history of significant allergic reactions have responded adversely. Zaria Shakili, London.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is throwing her weight behind calls for a fuller lockdown in Germany. We get more from Olivia Chan of Reuters.
In an emotional plea in the parliament, Merkel warned legislators that vaccines alone would not alter the pandemic's course.
Und so hart das ist, und ich weiß, wie viel Liebe dahinter steckt, wenn Glühweinstände aufgebaut werden.
As hard as this is, and I know how much love has gone into setting up the mulled wine stalls and the waffle stalls, this is not really compatible with the agreement to only get food to go and then to actually go home with it. It hurts me. It really aches in my heart. But if the price of these niceties is that our fatalities are now at 590 people a day, then this is not acceptable. And so we have to tighten this.
Germany, which was praised by international health organizations early in the pandemic for its aggressive response to coronavirus, has been in partial lockdown for 6 weeks, with bars and restaurants closed.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, warns that fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region is spiraling out of control and is having an appalling impact on civilians. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Despite Ethiopian government claims to the contrary, High Commissioner Bachelet says fighting continues between Ethiopian armed forces and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, as well as affiliated militia on both sides.
We have corroborated information of gross human rights violation abuses, including indiscriminate attacks against civilians and civilian objects, looting, abductions, and sexual violence against women and girls.
Bachelet notes the humanitarian situation in the region also is distressing. She is appealing to the government to implement an agreement with the UN to grant aid agencies unimpeded access to civilians in desperate need of assistance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump says his campaign will join an improbable case before the Supreme Court challenging election results in Pennsylvania and other states he lost. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
This is the big one. That's what President Trump says in a tweet, referring to a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Republican demands the 62 electoral college votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin be invalidated, repeating a litany of false, disproven, and unsupported allegations about mail-in ballots and voting in the four states. Legal experts dismiss Paxton's filing as the latest and perhaps longest legal shot since Election Day, and officials in the four states are sharply critical. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected a bid to reverse Pennsylvania's certification of Joe Biden's victory. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The coronavirus pandemic has Americans changing the way they save money. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Are you saving more money than you used to? For years, Americans set aside 7 to 8% of their income. But when COVID-19 hit, people started stashing away cash at a historic level. In April, the personal savings rate exploded to more than 33%. We're not saving quite as much now, but Americans are still saving about double the 30-year average. How much should you be saving these days? Certified financial planner Elliot Pepper in Baltimore says the need for an emergency fund is even more important now. He suggests boosting the bottom line recommendation of 3 months of savings to 6. If you have 6 months, increase it to 9. I'm Rita Foley.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.